You were talking about your little drink that you've made.
Oh, this is just some piss.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't tasted it yet. This is your piss.
Yeah.
I mean, you
worked hard on it.
It was really warm.
I drank only milk for 2 days. Like a lot.
Dude.
To make that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little
milk and gasoline is what
does what you eat obviously changes what your pee smells like, because mm-hmm. like just like, you know, pineapple and semen.
Yeah,
I would imagine, because if I have like 6 cups of coffee and not a lot of water, it's literally coffee mm-hmm. coming out of your urethra.
Yeah, basically. I'm
really scared of this.
Yeah, if you
but
drink,
I mean, I'm go for it.
If you drink all milk, mm-hmm. your pee will curdle.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can make butter. He's wow. chugging it all.
That's you're going for it, man.
He just chugged the whole. Oh.
That's sour.
I had an exact flashback to Drinking Bros back in the day of French Press Jared right there.
Welcome to Time for Pie.
All right. I like this. Do we get pie in this episode?
Well, you know.
It's so weird that you'd mention that.
That is weird that you mentioned that.
What kind of pie do you like? What's your favorite flavor?
Oh, man. Cheesecake? Is that considered a pie?
No,
damn it.
That's
apple pie, probably. Pumpkin pie?
We got apple.
Well, you got to choose.
Yeah.
Apple or pumpkin.
Oh, shit. You got both. Okay. I'm kind of on like a diet right now, but you know, maybe I'll fuck with some pumpkin pie.
I don't know if there's pumpkin. I don't think there is.
Yeah.
He's just, he's over there checking the inventory. The inventory.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, thank you, sir.
Oh, my God. You have like single serve pies. Are you going apple pie? Oh wow!
You know, I'll go blackberry. Yeah, blackberries,
dude. Yeah, of course.
There it is right Cheer. There.
I have not seen these in
like lightly glazed,
dude,
yeah. And they're cold.
They're nice and
man.
Cold,
this is
dude.
Gonna pair with this piss.
Yeah, yeah. JJ's pies stopped at a gas station and they had a new inventory.
Dude, this is super nutritious for like a morning. You know,
it's
kickstart
really
your
not
day.
Too bad. Yeah,
60 grams of carbs in this bitch.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I'll try that later. y'all can deep dive into that.
Yeah, take your word for it.
I'm hoping we get that JJ's pie sponsor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that would be pretty legit.
We got to get a pie sponsor for this podcast.
Yeah.
That's what we need, man.
Because then you could do so many commercials like HJ's and JJ's.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two things that pair well.
Yeah.
Caleb and I were talking nice. Right before the show started about two things that are great that don't pair. And I think we talked about pooping and vagina. It's not, it's...
You don't want those two things together.
Yeah, pooping and licking a vagina was exactly what we were talking about.
I don't want those.
Yeah. And,
I just drank a bunch of piss. You're hurting my stomach.
Yeah. But that cued me up for a memory I had once.
Oh, God.
Me and one of my girlfriends were getting freaky in a car one time.
Mm-hmm.
And I started smelling shit. And it was right as that was happening, as I was like going down. And I like almost threw up.
Question.
Yeah.
What temperature was it outside?
It was summer.
I was going to say, this sounds like a warm story.
More details.
This is summertime.
Summer in the holler?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This is summer in West Virginia.
In a back road up the woods. And so, you know, I get a real intense whiff of it.
Poo-poo. Doo-doo.
Yeah, doo-doo.
Doo-doo.
And I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm like trying to smell around and see and investigate without being, you know, being like nonchalant.
You were kind of like a bomb dog. You were like,
I was like, okay. I was like, hey, there's shit in here somewhere. And we found out she had stepped in like a huge pile of shit. right before we got in.
Thank God. I thought you were like looking in her underwear and saying that.
Yeah. I pull out my phone out and like light up her underwear.
You've like got her underwear and you're looking up at her. You're like, there's shit in here.
There's a whole turd in your underwear. But no, it was.
I found it.
It really fucked me up. Like the moment was over. I was like, I can't continue now because I was licking this and it was just really intense shit smell because she's in the car seat like backwards and I'm like the shoe is right next to her leg.
Right.
So it was just
the car
really
seat?
That randomly
like a child's car seat. like the seat of the car.
Yeah. I just keep getting, you're really not good at making me imagine what's going on.
Yeah, but,
she's backwards in the car seat. Yeah. What? I smell shit.
A normal car seat, not a child's car seat.
I feel like though, what, you know, when we think about veterans, a lot of people don't realize how hard this specific transition is. Yeah. For a long time, masturbating in a port-a-john, that's the only place you could do it on a fob, and you were smelling poop. And so
I just learned not to breathe.
Right, but there might be a mild association with poop and erotic excitement.
Dude,
and so it takes time to get over that.
I can relate to that.
I get boners when my dog takes a poop, dude. It's weird.
I get it, man. Yeah, I can see that happening. I used to work on oil rigs, and it was bullshit. Like, you had like a bunk mate. And you had like no alone time, and we're working like 16s. Like, you're fucking, it's 16 hours a day for a fucking 14 days straight. It was horse shit. So, the only time I could jack off was in the porta potty.
Yep.
So, I did it like every morning, dude. Like, at 6 a.m., we'd be out there going, doing the meeting and stuff. And then I'd go do my bullshit for a while, and then I'd go beat off in the porta potty. And
are you, cause you take weightlifting super serious, are you one of those guys that refuses to like masturbate an hour or before gym workouts? Dude,
if I'm too wound up, I gotta get it out.
Right?
Yeah,
okay.
No, yeah, I'm not one of those guys that like, I'm not gonna jack off. I'm gonna save my testosterone to build muscles. No,
I don't think that's real.
It's, it's not enough coming out of your nut to be.
Wasn't it already made too? I feel like, can we get a doctor to talk about
why,
that?
That's why I eat. Yeah,
you're not.
I
you're not just
self cycling.
Yeah, it's a self cycle. That's
not
what it's called.
Shooting out testosterone out of your dick, like it's jizz.
If you mix it with mustard, you don't get the taste.
With troll nectar.
Troll nectar.
Knowing you for over a decade, I know there's no way you're touching semen.
Exactly. You know I'm lying my fucking ass off right now. I hate it.
You want
to
hear?
I try to get it all out of me.
Yeah, just because I hate it. You're punching your balls because they keep...
all of it out.
They keep making jizz. You're like, stupid balls, stop making cum. Stop making... You're just trying to destroy them. No, I get that.
Yeah.
One time we were driving up to the house, and I was with all my sisters and my mom, and it was like summertime. There's chestnut trees everywhere in the summertime. They start getting really like a smell going. And my mom, of course, was like, oh, I hate this time of year. All the chestnut trees smell like cum. And I was like, and I was little, dude. And I remember being like, what? And then,
and then
my sisters were like, yeah, me too. I hate it. And she's like, what? She's like, why do you know what it smells? And then like they were all cracking up, and then I was in the back like, oh, what?
No, my life is ruined.
The chestnut trees was the catalyst like, to have the talk.
Yeah. All your sisters are like, God, I hate when the scum smells out everywhere.
You're
like,
yeah.
What?
Are you serious?
Chestnut trees. Yeah. Huh?
Apparently, whenever they're like blooming.
And here I thought this was an informational podcast. I'm learning.
People are learning
an exorbitant amount of information.
Oh, they're learning. Yeah, they're learning about fucking grapevines and chestnut trees.
Freaking grapevines. And I saw the comments.
There was a couple.
It was every comment.
No, there was a couple.
I don't think there was any that didn't say.
There was like two or three-ish.
What about grapevines? I missed this one.
We're just talking about like growing up like in the mountains, like in a mountainous region. Have you heard of grapevines?
Yeah.
Okay, you know what it is, right? Like riding a grapevine. Like if someone said that to you, would you know what that means?
No.
Okay.
Doesn't compute.
Wow, he's from California.
Okay, that makes sense. So on the other side.
I think of grapevines, I think of vineyards. So
yeah, okay, that makes sense. On the other side, there's like wild grapevines, and it's not like grapes for human consumption. It's just like wild grapes, and it's just like a huge root that grows up trees. And like growing up for fun, you would cut those like, you know, fucking knee height and fucking swing on them. It was just like Tarzan shit.
Okay,
so like everyone, you know, East Coast and anywhere mountainous, like has rode a grapevine at some point in their life. So I was talking about that, and he was like, "What?" He's like, "Bullshit! That no one's ever heard of that." I was like, comment if you know what I'm talking about.
There's like two or three people.
There's a lot of grapevine riders.
100
No, there's like,
grapevine.
Like at the max, eight.
No, it was a lot.
Like a dozen, like a baker's like a
few dozen.
That sounds fun though.
Yeah, it was fun, but you'd almost die.
He showed
us
a YouTube video. He was like 8 years old. Yeah, it was like him swinging on a grapevine and then he gets molested.
Yeah. A bear comes out. Like not like a big hairy guy, like an actual bear.
Like a black bear.
Yeah, he puts his big paw on his head and he starts dingling.
Yeah. It doesn't even like do it right. It's just like smacking around on my like dick and stuff. I still finish, but it's all on YouTube.
That's the start of your career.
Yeah, that's what started my career.
It's educational. Yeah, that's why YouTube keeps it up.
They leave it up.
TikTok leaves that up, abandoning with guns.
They're like, this could happen to you. Be safe.
Carry bear spray.
They will jerk you off, and they don't know how. That's why
these bears will jerk you the fuck off, but they don't know how.
That's how you market bear spray. They will try to jerk you off.
They're not good at it. They have claws.
It's claws and rough hands.
Yeah,
I know you've seen the fucking.
They're not even rough. They're pads. Yeah, they're like Brillo pads. Like if you could cut a bear's arm off and have the right to bear arms, you could use them as dish scrubbers.
Like so
the hard part of a sponge.
It's so painful. It turns you into just hamburger meat.
Yeah, it's messed up. Yeah, but that's why you should get bear mace.
Did you hear this? That like polar bears are having sex with grizzlies now, and they're calling them like plizzies or something.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I don't know the
name
of it. But
like certain ice caps are melting and pushing them more inland or something.
Yeah,
and so like we're gonna have like grizzly
super bear,
polar bear, super bear,
super bear,
like a weird golden color, right?
Yeah, I think
I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
and they get more aggressive because polar bears are like one of three species that hunts humans for pleasure. I think it's like polar bears, humans, and like I forget wolves, maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
Something fucking crazy,
bro. Super bear, and it's gold.
Yeah,
I think
I want a new t-shirt.
I think if we ever get to the point where we have our like a huge ranch where we can have game on it, I think we should get a few bears and we should start crossbreeding them.
I think
we should get like a Kodiak polar bear and see what happens.
We'd have to make little like cards about ourselves that say bear breeders because that's a really cool thing to say. Like I'm a bear breeder.
What do you guys do now? Like, we just breed bears.
You bred a bear and a giant snake? That's fucking terrifying.
What would, if a polar bear and a black bear had sex, would it be like a zebra bear? You know?
It's a panda. That already happened.
Yeah,
shit. They were doing
That's
it
what happened. That's how pandas came to
back fruition. In Pangea. They somehow got there.
Dude, pandas.
And that's where the word panda comes through.
From Pangea.
Pangea.
Oh, my fucking terrifying God. That looks like a wolf.
Yeah. Dude, it does.
And a fucking polar bear. That thing is terrifying.
It's like a polar bear.
It's like a white bear with a brown stripe down the back. And that's cool. Yeah, I want one. Mike Tyson's going to be the first legal owner of one of those.
Lucky ass.
Dude. The fucking, like a bear and a python, they're like, what? You're like, it's so scary.
You breed them together?
Scary, yeah.
I don't know if I like that.
It's so scary.
I don't know if I want that to happen.
It's so fucking scary,
dude. That's when God comes in and is like, hey, no.
Cut it out.
All right, stop.
Hey, no.
No, no,
Jared and Caleb. No, no, no. No, no, no. Flood.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
Where would the python be on the bear, though? Would it be like a freaking alien in the movie where it snaps out of its butthole where you're like looking at the rear end and the python comes out?
I think it's like a giant, half, like just muscly, but it's scaly like a snake. So it could be camouflage. And then it has a scaled beak, but there's giant fangs.
Top jaw is touching its back.
It could fit a fucking skid steer in its mouth.
All right, let's go raise $1 million and make the fucking movie.
On a plane.
Can you imagine like that bear unhinging its jaw? Yeah. It's like,
it just keeps going. It's like how the inside of their mouths look like a scary vagina, and it's just like keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, and it could literally just one bite you.
Dude, that'd be cool.
Fuck.
That'd be awesome.
This is a terrifying
instead of just the two big fangs, it's rows of fucking bear teeth.
Oh, it's got multi-rows.
The big fangs.
You're like,
rows of teeth.
But though, then we also mix the semen of the snake with a rattlesnake, and so the tail of the bear.
But it's kind of chubby, though. So
it's more like a mace. It's huge. It's like
a terrifying sound.
The frequency can't be that high. It has to be like chug, where you hear that. You're like, fucking bear snakes in there. I'm out.
It sounds like somebody is jackhammering iron.
Yeah.
Like a battleship.
It's fast, too.
Pong, pong, pong.
We're gonna have to bring Steve Irwin back to life.
Yeah,
to help us.
He's the only one that's gonna be able to tame it.
He's the only one.
Hammer Chris Pratt.
He's a fucking legend.
Chris Pratt can tame it.
Oh yeah,
he probably would.
Yeah,
he tamed a Velociraptor in Jurassic Park.
Yeah,
he did.
He did do that.
I kind of want to see this creature that we've created. I want to, I'm envisioning it, but I'd like to see.
Are there scales out over the entirety of the bear, or is it just kind of like on the shoulders, like select armor positions?
Yeah, yeah, I think it's kind of its shoulder area. It turns to fur.
I feel like those one velociraptors that started having feathers in spots, I feel like we could do a mix of that. So it's like scales, and then there are sections that have fur.
So we need like a turkey or a chicken or some dinosaur blood DNA. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. This thing's scary.
Yeah.
What would its nipples look like? Like, I don't think they'd be normal bear nipples. It just has udders.
It's just got a set of udders. No, like, I don't know.
Hey,
what if we crossbred it with a shark and it has gills so it can swim and still fucking breathe?
We're making it too complex. Scary. Yeah, it's getting too scary. Okay, now.
This is like, we might as well
just put wings on it too. And then it's Earth, land,
that's
and
great. Send that bitch to the Russian Ukraine conflict. Yeah. It's going to be over real quick.
We just breed monsters of war.
Monsters of war.
Yeah, that's their job.
America just keeps making these really fucking scary things and releasing them in our countries.
Like, yeah, stop doing war.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give us the oil. Stop the wars. Give us the oil. And we'll stop sending the rattlesnake, bear, eagle, shark.
What if you this is what I've always wanted to do. If you somehow genetically transformed a seagull to be like 10 times the size, because they like to shit on people, you could like with a falcon, but then you could tame it and then send it to go shit on people. That would be a really fun thing.
Yeah. Those are huge. Just
because you don't even get pooped on by a seagull. They purposely will fly over and you shit on you. Like, they're terrorists. Yeah. They're sky terrorists.
Yeah, they suck. I know they're any trace of food, if you have it, they're...
No, and if, like, I used to, like, tease them with, like, the anchovies you catch and shit, and then they would just... You wouldn't give it to them. They just run and just, fucking
some shit. Like,
kamikaze run you with their
poop. You want to play this game?
Here you go.
Yep.
Shit.
Yeah.
But if a seagull 10 times that size?
Yeah.
They just kill people.
That's probably a lot of poop.
Yeah. I've been eating sushi all day.
You could paint a lot of shiplap with that poop. You know, that's a lot of white stuff.
Just use it as paint.
Yeah. Seagull shit.
This paint is smelly.
Yeah. What are you guys raising these giant seagulls for the paint?
For paint.
What? That's not what. And then this other thing?
Yeah. That's for war.
That's for war.
The cage is just shaking.
What's this one? Does that have laser eyes? No, that's for painting shiplap.
Big seagull. What does it do?
That's for paint.
It shits.
Yeah. We're trying to sell to Williams, Sonoma, or whatever.
Russian and shit.
Like, you want some paint? They're like, that's not what that's for.
But yeah.
It works.
Yeah, look, it's like smelly and it's rotting over here.
There's maggots all over the walls.
Yeah, you guys, this is very nice.
Nah, but we could repurpose the maggots as chicken food. It's a whole ecosystem we could build with this thing, you know?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, this bear is scary.
Yeah. I would like that.
I mean, you know, if Seth is listening right now, he likes to draw the things that we talk about. God, so Seth Louis,
is a legend.
Yeah.
I want to see two versions, though. I want to see badass version of bear and snake.
Yeah.
And then the oh fuck, what did we do version?
Yeah,
it's like the front end of a bear, but it's draggy, like half slugs.
Yeah.
And it just hates its life.
Part of a Kia Sereno.
Can you imagine the roar it would make when it lays eggs? Just like, just like pooping out a fucking egg this
giant
big.
Giant egg.
Yeah, fucking. But what if it did something even creepier? Like it just smacked its fucking gigantic fucking death claw on something three times, like when he's about to kill you. And you know that's like, oh, when you hear the smack,
the signal,
smack, smack, you're like, oh no.
I think the tail comes around and slaps his scales. It's like a shuck, shuck, shuck thing, you know?
Yeah, maybe it does something cool.
I feel like we should reach out to Diablo 4 and see if they can put this as one of the monsters.
Yeah. Can we make a creature?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, if anybody out there is making a video game that will let us make a creature.
You can put this in there. That'd be great.
And it's a boss level.
Yeah.
And we voice it.
Yeah.
All the sound effects.
Yeah.
And then we really hate our competition because they mix like a cat and a llama. And we're like, you guys aren't even fucking on the same level, dude. Like a cat and a llama? But it's a house cat,
you
too.
Even try?
You're like, do you fucking try?
Did you see what we built?
Yeah. Did you see what we built? I mean,
it's pretty scary.
Just imagine like a snake with a great white's face. Like,
oh, that's
that has
cool.
Just like 80 rows of teeth that's just like actively coming at you, like chomping.
But
like,
its only weakness is still the nose.
Yeah.
I just like the bear's mouth becoming a snake. That's terrifying.
That thing just unhinging, like like. Do you remember Annihilation?
Yep.
Yeah,
that's what
and
I
that
had
in bear mind. Like fucking unhinges its jaw.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought about.
Yeah, same.
It's like a better Cocaine Bear movie. That movie was a letdown.
I didn't watch it.
I haven't watched it either.
It started out really good, and then it was a letdown. If people hate me for saying that, I don't give a fuck. They could have done so much more with that thing.
True.
Good concept, though.
I still need to watch it, yeah.
Good concept.
Well, it's supposed to be like based on a real event or something, right, that happened?
It's 100%. It's a documentary, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's no actors. It's all real.
It was just film. There was Nat Geo that made this. This was just filming this in real time.
Yeah, exactly. Are you drinking pee too?
Yeah, I've got sick piss. That's why it's
hold
red.
It to the camera.
Yeah.
It's, oh, that's right there.
That's why it's red. It's got a little blood in it.
Well, you know, all pee comes
why from do you blood. Fucking have blood when you're sick?
You guys don't piss blood when you're sick?
No.
Oh, that was just like the body trying to get rid of the sickness.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like a sauna, but for your penis. You're peeing out like iron and heavy metals, yeah, and toxins.
It's like a period for a boy.
No. What? No.
When having a cold is like the same as having a period.
You can have those now in 2023, right? Yeah. It doesn't matter.
I think so.
No.
But, I mean, I'm better now. I got it all out.
I hope so.
Yeah.
And then you re-drink it.
Right? Yeah, it filters it.
But right. I can smell it from here.
It's delicious.
It smells like a scab.
It kind of is. From the inside.
And there's blood cells in both, so I guess, yeah. I mean, that's fucking nasty, but all right.
Oh, God, why?
We're in trouble.
I mean, we can make more. We can always make more.
We're just in trouble.
For making this creature?
This show,
yeah.
How's your pee settling? You okay?
Yeah. Oh yeah. That. Yeah. You really I'm chugged good. That. Thing.
Yeah. You know that sour. You got to get over the sour hump with that little kick.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get over that,
that's the milk that's in it. Yeah.
Why? Why?
Yeah.
Yummy. He's the only person I know that has backup milk in his car, in his truck, right?
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. Are you a big milk guy?
5 gallons.
Are you 2% whole?
I'll do 2%. Yeah, yeah. I'll do 2%. I'll take a sip of some milk almost every night. if I'm honest. Yeah. Because it's just part of my ritual that has never went away, which is a big spoon of peanut butter before bed.
That's nice.
And then I'll wash it down with some milk.
What if I built you? Why are you already laughing?
Because we're talking about milk, and then you're talking about building something for me.
Yeah.
And I know it's going to be, you're going to build something milk-related for me.
What if I built you, like, something that was refrigerated, and you had a little pull string next to your bed, and you'd pull it, and a bunch of udders would drop, and you could just sip off of it, and then it goes back up.
And it's cold.
And it's refrigerated.
Oh.
Man, that'd be nice. That'd be right to
sleep. Bed milk. I think you got it all wrong. It's a chassis system that we build into the wall, and then it's a lever that he pulls, and it drops. Of actual female cow or male, if that's your thing.
It's a lot.
And then the udders, milk, are the udders, right?
Yeah.
They're just right there.
You can't refrigerate a cow.
No, you don't need to refrigerate the cow. The cow's alive.
He doesn't want more.
It's fresh, warm milk.
He doesn't want warm milk.
Warm milk puts you to bed 25% faster than cold milk.
I've not done it since I was little, but they gave me a chill thinking about it.
Did you use the right out of the source?
Yeah, yeah.
It's tasty.
Yeah, straight from the source. But yeah, I mean, they say... I mean, it's like most.
It was
milk.
Weird.
It's like creamer almost.
I would get milk from my horse.
Very rich.
Yeah,
I would get milk from my horse, but my horse only had one udder.
My horse was a big old boy.
Weird stallion.
It was a big udder.
I get it from my horse's udder.
His name and when I came Jimmy. To milk him, it just kept yeah. getting bigger.
It's just, he just had one big udder. Mm. But there was a lot of milk. He had
to do a crazy thing to make it come out.
Here we are with fucking horses again.
I don't even know what to say.
You can't stop with the horses.
It's just because they're so goofy, dude. They're so fucking, they are majestic, but they're fucking stupid. They trip one time, they're fucked up, and you got to put them
they're
down.
Fucking getting inside the
their
goddamn...
Their feet grow too big till they die. Like, they want to steal.
Really?
Their hooves just grow and grow and grow, and if they're not taken care of, which makes no sense. Like, I get it. They're out in the wild. Like, it
happens. It's regenerative,
right? Like it when you're a wild horse, your body like knows how to fucking work. It's like, oh, okay, I gotta chip these bitches away. Oh, I'm a wild horse, I have to chew up rocks or else my teeth are gonna grow too big and I can't fucking eat anymore. Like, that's the problems you deal with when you have horses like kept somewhere. It's like,
right,
their hooves grow too big, their teeth get too big, and you gotta file them down because then they can't ground their food up and they just choke and die. Like,
it's like the weird people that don't clip their fingernails and they like curl up and all those things. Like, super practical.
So yeah, scary. So it's like funny to think about how these things survive in the wild, but it's just like, they're bred when they're in the wild, their bodies grow to Norm. Suit, yeah, like how they're supposed to be. But then it's like, oh, well, I got this nice place to live now. I'm going to get fucked up, dude.
Yeah, watch this.
I'm watching me grow our feet. Fall apart. Watch this shit. They bend their legs backwards. They're like, you're going to fucking kill me now, dude. Yeah. What the fuck, man? All you had to do was stand, dude.
What's the like highest density of wild horses? It's got to be like Montana, Idaho, oh, yeah, or some for shit. Sure.
At least here, I think.
In the United States.
Yeah, yeah. Montana, I believe.
Yeah. That's just wild horses running
yeah,
around?
Fuck yeah, dude.
See, will fuck you up. You
hunt them like deer?
I mean, they might, man. You never know.
Ooh, I'm going to go horse hunting. Yeah. What?
Just mount a head on a horse. What's that? Moose with no antlers on? Like, sure.
That's a horse. That's
Australia.
Australia has the most wild horses.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. Australia. Well,
I was saying like 95%. Conus. I mean, I wasn't sure.
It's a
sure.
big place.
Australia? Yeah. There's a lot of wild shit out there, dude. Like, everything wants to kill you and eat you. It's pretty cool.
It's hot.
It's like, I feel like we're the juvenile version of Australia and Texas.
Texas? Yeah.
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 We're in like the eighth grade. They're like the seniors, you know?
Yeah, I lived in Australia for a few years when I was little.
Really?
Yeah. I already talked about that on an episode of the podcast.
Didn't Not I? Here. I think you have later, like before.
But yeah, when we first moved there, a woman had to come and teach us everything to look out for, like really? Every day. And it was, I remember being little and being like so shocked, but her hands were fucking gigantic. Like they looked like actual baseball, like mitts. Because she got bit by some spider and it fucked her up.
We called her for life. Mitts.
Yeah. Like her hands, it like did some kind of weird shit to her blood. And like her hands, like the muscles in them, like got all deformed. And then like her hands just became gigantic.
She's your like, coach.
That was, what she was like, yeah, she's like, don't let this happen to you.
She pulls them out from the fucking
sheet. You're like, whoa, dude. She pulls them out of her pocket and a gust of wind hits you.
Oh, but, those stink.
Yeah.
Oh, they're pussy.
They're dead.
They're pussy.
They're dead. Feel them. But we had to watch like a video, and she's like, "All right, well, you got to check your shoes every day because like snakes and spiders. Check the rim of your toilet seats because same shit. Lizards, snakes, spiders, they'll just get there and they'll fucking bite you right on your shit."
That'd be the worst thing, to be like a little tipsy and you wake up at 2 a.m. You're just like, "I'm just not gonna pull the seat up. It's my chick's got it down. I'm just gonna sit down." And then a fucking snake just bites you in the coochie.
Small, like a fucking black mamba right there, and just bites you right on your dick. And then you're like, "Well, there's my dick."
R.I.P. Kobe.
There, it's literally gone. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
God.
That would suck.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, it was pretty cool. I mean, it was beautiful. I had an awesome time.
Yeah, but
time,
still, like,
but
you,
scary.
You can't go in fresh water anywhere in Australia.
Yeah, without some.
You're like,
scary
oh,
shit.
You know what? I'm just gonna pop on down to the lake and get a swim in.
Don't do it.
Why not?
Oh, why not?
Everything.
Did everything in there.
Yeah.
From crocodiles to alligator gar. No, I mean, I'm talking like crocs.
Yeah, crazy shit.
Oh, I thought it was like the bacteria that goes up your pee hole.
No.
Probably that too.
Yeah, that too. Like the blowfish that just gets in there. And
I would say Australia makes some hard motherfuckers too. Like in the UFC, motocross. Like they're fucking crazy people.
It's just because they grow up doing goofy shit all day long, and it's like normal to them. They're like,
go outside, throw rocks at each other.
That's literally, that was, did I tell you that?
No.
That was that rock wars. That was literally when we went to, so we went over there because my dad works in the coal mines, and his company was opening up like mines over there, and we went to like this huge cookout with like his new, like the owner of that mine, and he was like, you know, meeting all the new dudes working for him and stuff, and all the families were there, but all these like Australian kids, man, like same kids my age, and there was like a motocross track in their backyard, and they were doing all kinds of cool shit to begin with. These like little kids, fucking 7 and 8, doing fucking backflips and shit. But after they were done, they're like, "Oh, we should play rock wars." And just like, I was like, "Oh, cool, what's that?" They're like, "Let's just throw rocks at each other's fucking faces." That's what it was. We were little kids, like hiding behind these like dirt jumps, just launching rocks at each other's heads, man. And I remember being like, "Holy shit." And like hiding and being like, I don't feel like I shouldn't be doing this. But one kid like drilled another kid in the face, and like blood was like coming out of like his head, and like the kids came, or the parents came down, and they're like, "Oh, what the fuck are you doing?" He's like, "I said no more rock wars."
What like, the fuck are you doing? Said no more rock wars.
Yeah, so I was like, man, I mean, like telling my like mom and dad on the way home, I was like, they were just playing some game where they threw rocks at each other's faces. It's like, that was their game.
And your mom and dad were like, "Why didn't you join in, Caleb?
Did you join in?
Yeah, what are you, some little pussy wussy? Yeah, you little pussy wussy." Like your mom turns around, "You little pussy."
She gives me like a titty twister, like Indian burn.
She has a rock in her pocket.
Yeah, just launches it right at my head.
Gives you a sharp one. Go out there and win.
Gotcha, you little bitch. Out, bitch. What do you think the adults were doing? We were playing rock wars in the front yard
with bigger rocks. We had Boulder Wars.
We had Boulder Wars. Yeah. Yeah.
She like pulls her shirt up. She's like bleeding.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's bleeding bad.
Pops the tit of the neighbor.
God yeah, dang it. Fuck, you got me good. I'm out. I'm good. The whole tit just falls out. Yeah. But yeah, yeah. I mean, it was awesome. Beautiful. A lot of fun as a child. Like some of my best memories for sure. But yeah, it was, that's literally, they're just all badass. Like from as a child, they're like, yeah, let's do fucking cartwheels off this cliff into the ocean. That's my, like, that's my fun Tuesday. And
that, what ages was that for you?
That was 9 through almost 11.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Solid 2 years out there.
Yeah.
Those are formative years too.
Yeah. That's yeah, good. Dude. And it was a like,
long flight. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Flight?
It was 16 hours like, on that fucking plane, yeah. Dude. Yeah. It was, and
you're
awful.
Just a kid.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it wasn't so up. Bad for me cause I just went to sleep a lot and they had like the, you know, I could watch movies and shit. So it wasn't like too bad.
16 hours straight.
Yeah.
Oh fuck.
Yeah, dude. It sucked.
I'd have like 8 Ambien in my pocket.
But you had like a lot, I remember they, like all the meals were like fucking great.
Yeah.
Like, and cause I think we, like they, whatever they flew us on was because of, it was being on dad's like company. So they flew us like, in mm-hmm. top quality. So all the meals were like really awesome. And being like, what the fuck? It was like lobster tails and yep. shit. So it was, it was like enjoyable as a kid, but as an adult, I'd fucking hate it.
I got fortunate when we, because when I was contracting, that's what they'd fly us business class over. Yeah, yeah. And I was doing that like there and back, almost there and back once a month. Yeah. And so, yeah, same thing. It would be like 9 hours or whatever, 11 to like Austria and then another 5 or 6 hours. But yeah, like the food was fucking dope. They come out with like steak, surf and turf and shit and Lufthansa Airlines.
Yeah, I'm
like,
sure it probably wouldn't be right. If you had a good
shrimp,
seat. Yeah, it wouldn't oysters. Be too bad just getting.
No, the ones that like, they like lay down and have beds in them.
That's
and,
nice.
And then you see the poor son of a bitch in like economy middle seat for a fucking 12 hour flight.
Dude, I would die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't even sit in a seat anymore.
Yeah, I'd be paralyzed.
Can you even fly?
It sucks. It really
for
sucks.
Everybody else in that row.
Yeah, and me
and
as
you
well.
Just pick middle seats.
I thankfully, if I'm doing them, I never pick them. And whenever like a company's like, all right, well, I'm gonna fly here, I'm like, give me an aisle seat. I'm like, do not get me anything else. I will be so ungodly angry when I get there because I'm gonna be in pain because I'm like having to sit with my arms crossed and like I can't like sit correctly. So dude, it just fucking sucks.
That's like the pompousness in me for sure. Yeah. Is when if I'm flying over like an hour, I am actively trying to get first class and an aisle seat. It just makes it like if you have the means to do it, fucking fuck all that.
Yeah, especially if you're traveling for work, dude. Yeah. And like you're going to an event or something, you gotta be like in a good mood, ready to fucking go. And you get there and you're fucking tired as hell because you like sat weird for 4 hours and
the
you're
dude
like,
the dude's elbows fucking poking you.
Yeah,
inside.
One's under your elbow and one's over your other elbow. So you're like sitting crooked and your arms are crossed and you're just like in some weird position the whole time. Yeah, not a good time.
No, thank you.
Yeah, fuck that.
Planes give me the most first world problem shit because my 2.5 hour flight the other day to LA, like 2 days ago, didn't have Wi-Fi. I was like pissed off. What the fuck? Annoying. It's 2023. Where the fuck's my Wi-Fi? Like, it's out.
Yeah, I've kind of now been like, it's kind of like a break. Like,
it's true.
I can just not do nothing.
But the only reason I wanted, they didn't even have entertainment. So they had no screens. It's actually cool. I went through random little story. I went to videos and scrolled all the way back to like the genesis of like the company. And it was really cool. Like all the Art 15 days, I had like a little flashback time. It was really cool seeing a shit ton of the videos back in the day in your garage and all this other stuff.
See how many we've done.
I was like, we've done a lot of fucking cool shit. I forget so much over
I've
the years.
I've been doing that a lot, like especially this last year, is just trying to organize my photo album. There's 28,000 pictures on
We could make a fucking hour and a half movie with what we have.
Just photos and videos. Yeah.
Did you guys watch the Arnold Netflix one?
No. His new documentary? Yeah. No, I haven't watched that one yet. I watched his show, the new one that came out, but I haven't watched his documentary.
I would say like watch it. It's awesome.
Cool.
He's an inspiring motherfucker.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah, I like Arnold real well. Some of his other goofy shit that he's done in the last few years have been, you know, whatever, but... overall, I like Arnold.
Oh, wasn't he in that action series or some shit?
He's got some show that came out. It's if you watch it, just be like, oh, this is like a family show, but like a little over the top. It's good. I watched it all. I'm like, you know what? This is one I can watch and be fine with. Like, it's a good sit down with, you know, your family kind of show. They don't really say anything too crazy, but it goes to some weird places sometimes. So that's like nice. You're like, oh, it's funny that he's saying goofy shit like this. So, yeah,
nice.
It was good.
Nice. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Well, we have to watch this documentary now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's good.
I'll watch that.
It's motivating.
Oh, yeah. Mm. It's like about his like whole life pretty much, right?
Yeah, he kind of just talks about like his perspective on life and his journey from, you know, from Austria all the way through everything. Yeah. So it's pretty cool. I enjoyed it. He's got a lot of good perspectives on business and life and family and all that shit. So
sweet.
It's cool.
Yeah. Well, we will have to check that out. That. What about your journey?
What I'm working on now, like going to Iceland. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, that
is. Going to Iceland?
Well, I want to make it a cool video. And I just kind of like thought of it here recently as I've been doing more of the strongman stuff.
Yeah.
So there's a rock there. You've probably heard of it called the like Husafell, I think, called like the Husafell stone. Okay. But it's like an ancient fucking rock. And it's like up on a mountainside somewhere in Iceland. I'm not sure. I'm sure people know. But you can go there and it's like a 410 pound rock.
Yeah.
It's shaped like a triangle almost. You can go there. If you can pick this rock up, and it's like a big stone in the middle, and it's like an outline of a circle around it. And you can go there and pick this stone up and walk that whole circle. And if you can do that, you're considered like full strong, which like to them or whatever is like you are Viking strong. You are considered a Viking. If you can, and it's like, I think like 120 or 120 feet, something like that, the full circle.
It's a good workout.
Yeah, yeah. So that'd be killer to go and do that. So
he's got a heavier stone here.
Yeah, I've got a heavier back here.
Oh,
yeah.
So you're training for it.
Yeah, yeah. So I was like, I'm already able to pick up the bag that was right at its weight, like, and move it around. Way easier.
It's probably gonna be a little uncomfortable with the rock, like your grip points and that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, it's shaped like a triangle, so you'll be able to grip it, I think, better because I'll be able to wrap my arms around and hold like that.
Can you bring chalk?
Because I'm sure they would probably, I mean, like, who knows? We'll see what the rules are. But that bag, the way I'm carrying the bag is like the worst way you carry it, like wide, like so I can barely fit my arms around it.
Right.
So if I can get used to carrying it like that, then I think I can fucking do that. And I want to make like a whole video of it, like, one day, just have like a YouTube video that's like, oh, I'm going to teach you how to make pasta because this is my recipe for shrimp Alfredo. And the next video is, hey, I'm going to Iceland. I'm going to become a Viking.
Fuck yeah.
That's
wonderful.
I think that would just be like fun because it's like, I don't want to keep the YouTube videos in any specific space. Like, I want to just do everything that I like to do and like fun shit. So I think that would be cool, like to just throw that in there as one of them.
Yeah, it'd be sick.
Yeah, yeah, I think that would be a fun.
You'd make a really good firefighter. I feel like you'd go into a burning home and you'd get the entire family, the cat, the mannequin, and you'd all have them on your fucking shoulders walking out. Yeah, it's like
nobody is stressed.
But like, you'd be charred in the face a little bit, but like in the good char, like the black smudge and just like glistening sweat out the chest.
There she is, the old Husafell stone.
Yeah, it's like fucking huge. But it'd be, nice.
I think it's a little longer than 120 feet, man. That ring of stones, like that's far.
It's,
are you talking about how far you got to carry it?
Yeah.
So they're saying the record right now is 70 meters or 230 feet.
That's the record for the longest carry.
Yeah, yeah.
You're called a full stirker or something like that.
Mm. Okay. The third of full stirker involved in lifting the stone and walking the full distance around the pen.
Mm-hmm.
Full stirker.
Yeah. Oh, they sell Husafell stones.
Yeah, yeah, you can get them like a workout. I think Rogue makes them.
Really?
Yeah, and you can just load plates into it and make it as heavy as you want.
How heavy are the bags that you're picking up? Because this thing is 410 pounds.
410 pounds.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I mean,
Dave can't compute that. He was like, wait, what?
Yeah, that's why I got it to that weight so I could be working with it and getting used to hauling it around. Yeah, I think that would be a really fun video.
I'm going to leave that to you.
I'm getting going.
Strong right now.
I'll be there.
On my routine, but
yeah.
I mean, why can't you break the record though?
The record for carrying it the longest?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe.
I mean, the record was what?
200 and some?
230, I think.
230 meters?
200 feet.
Feet.
Feet?
70
yeah.
meters.
Yeah.
Bro, you've got 70 meters in you.
We'll see. Yeah.
All I see is like you're going to hit like 200 and then you're going to look up at the sky and then it's going to be Mark Wahlberg like,
you can do it,
you
Caleb.
You can do it, Caleb.
And like, thumbs up. And then I like start running.
Yeah.
You're the only person to run with the Husafell stone?
I'm like, what?
He just hit
18 miles an hour with the Husafell stone.
Then you drop it and you start rowing on a row machine. They're like, he just rode 500 meters in 1 minute and 10 seconds. Like, stop. You're just like, suck it, strongman and CrossFit. You destroy both.
I do want to also make some funny videos where, like, anytime I do anything with a gun in a video, people are like, okay, fat boy, now run 10 feet. I kind of want to start doing stuff where I carry like 600 pounds and just like carry it for like 100 yards and then like pick up a gun and like shoot it mm-hmm. or like just do some goofy shit and then be like, oh, if you can't carry 600 pounds 100 yards and then shoot a gun, you're a pussy. Bitch. Yeah.
And, oh, you can't carry 600 pounds and shoot?
You couldn't save your whole group of
platoon?
Buddies. Yeah, your whole platoon in one fell swoop. There was,
oh, you I had two people in each hand.
Yeah. And it's always like old ass bastards that like say this stuff, dude. I'm just like, oh, it's like, and they're all like just old, out of shape dudes and that are saying this. I'm like, what? I'm like, you can't even walk.
That's just the internet in general.
It's so weird, man. It's so weird. Yeah. I just want to like
train how you fight, pussy. You're like, you're on your deathbed, dog.
You're
like,
about to die, man. Chill. Calm down.
Seriously.
Welcome to the internet. Yeah.
It's wild. Facebook's the worst, dude.
Really?
Oh, yes, dude. All the time. And it's like, I think it's because Facebook is so was so readily available to like the old those older people. Like, oh, I'll make a Facebook to keep up with my grandkids.
Well, I think that it was the first platform that it was like a networking platform, and so the old people didn't want to transition over.
They're not on all the other shit.
You want to see what a true comment section looks like? Go on anything Ben Shapiro posts on Facebook.
Oh shit, dude! Yeah, I bet, man. But yeah, I've always got some goofy motherfuckers in my Facebook comments. It's good now though, because like people will be like, "Dude, what the fuck? Are you serious?" Like it's like
I saw one. I never really usually look at comments, but I posted some photos of me and my wife at the Ranger Ball because it was so awesome to go, and it was like, you know, it's like a heartfelt thing for me. It's really cool. And there's a couple people like, "Sweet fucking gay shoes, like Air Jordans." I was like, man, I like wearing J's sometimes.
Yeah, people
get so polarized.
Dude,
like, with
it's
their opinions.
So weird, man.
Like, and I know they're made in China, whatever, dude. I rock them once in a while.
Yeah. Like, I know they say don't read your comments and stuff, but like, sometimes I want to, like, you know, like, I kind of want to be able to talk to people that like my shit every now and then. Sometimes I'm like, oh, of course. Hey, thanks, bro. Like, I want to be able to do a little communication back and forth sometimes. I feel like that's fun and that's good, but man, I always regret it.
Really?
Like, look at them and I'll be like, oh, nice one. And I'm like, what? And it's always like the most random shit.
Like, yeah, there's always a naysayer. It's like, I just had a chocolate ice cream cone. It's like, oh, vanilla hater.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah. You must be racist.
That's always on the internet. It's like you can save six puppies and they'll fucking cuss you out for not saving seven.
Dude,
and you're like, my bad. Like, should save seven, fucking pussy.
Yeah. What or the giving money away. They're always like, why didn't you give more?
Yeah.
What? I gave $1 million.
I mean,
this
the craziest thing is
too,
like,
bitch.
Like, I don't understand some people's just level of intelligence, because I see, you know, there's a bunch of people that a bunch of girls that will post, like, a dude will straight up comment like, stay bent over and let me lick that thing. And then they post his profile with his wife and fucking mom everybody attached to it. It's like, you're an idiot.
Yeah. Calm down, guy.
Like, do you or he just
people
give
see
a fuck,
this?
But yeah.
People can see this, brother.
Yeah. Your children can see your comments.
Dad, stop.
Stop telling that girl that you're just going to lick her upside
mom,
down.
Dad,
that's
stop.
Not mom.
God, yeah. The internet is a fun place.
Yeah,
it really is.
You realize that people really are as dumb as some like the bullies from high school movies. You're like, people aren't this dumb. People aren't this mean and rude for no reason. They are.
Yeah.
And like you're like, wow.
I think like half of them are probably people just trolling to elicit a response to like set the comment section on fire, because I found that a lot of currency of people on social media that don't have big accounts but like respond in the comment section, their currency is like, I got 17 likes. So they base their like self-worth off the like how many people interact with their comments. Yeah. So it's like they play to that like countercultural like crowd within
your
comment section.
There's another thing too that we overlook. And I think it's because of where we came from. You know, we came from the military government side. Like, there are a lot of people that are fucking on drugs all goddamn day.
True.
Well, that's like, and you forget that.
True.
Like, and you go, oh,
and you could take one look at them and
you're
see.
Fucked
but
up.
But how fun would that be? Like, the guy that was like, hey, fatty, can you do this? Like, We should just go show up at his house and just live a day in the life of him. Like, not even be rude to the motherfucker. I just want to live in a day in the life.
Oh, we're doing meth?
Like, at what point is he like, I'm going to go on this random dude's fucking, like, Instagram or TikTok and talk shit, and I don't even know the guy or whatever, you know?
Dude, and I bet you if I mention it, he'll probably be in the comments of this video. A few nights ago, I noticed, like, some dude just comments, like, spams me on every single video I post, everything I post on Facebook, and he just says, like, Dad? Question mark. Like,
I've noticed him in the past couple of days.
Yeah. On every single thing I post.
Hey, if you're listening to this, dude, whoever you are, it's a lot cooler if you say daddy. So like, let's change that to daddy.
Or just say something funny or say something different. And maybe you'll get a response.
He's probably fucked up, dude.
But he said I've noticed he's done it on like every single thing I post. And I was like, man, I was like, this guy again. And it's like immediate. It's as soon as I post something. So I blocked him. And this is at like 1 a.m. I'm just like on my phone, TV episode just stopped. And I'm just like scrolling for a minute. And, and then I see he follows me on every other thing and then spams it on like 20 posts on Instagram. And I was like, oh my God. And then block him there, subscribes on Instagram or YouTube, and then hits me up on TikTok and like everything. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? It's 1 a.m. and this guy's doing this. And then I noticed on my stream, like the stream wasn't even on, and he was in the comment section of a offline stream saying it. Like I got on to stream the next day. And he's like, oh, are you bussy hurt? Don't be bussy hurt, dad. Like 20 comments. I was like, what the fuck? Like, this is just like a mental
person. He might wear your skin.
Dude, yeah. Like, there's a point of like trolling, and there's a point of like you just are a creep now.
Yeah. But I've realized though, it's like, cause you think in the environment of you live in, and you're like a go-getter, you're like a successful guy, and you're like creative and all these other great attributes. Like most people don't have that life. They sit in usually like a 9-to-5 job, bored as shit. And that's what they do or they're just fucking crazy.
Yeah.
That sounds a little cuckoo.
I feel like you got like for that to even be your fun time, like you got to be messed up.
I was watching and I haven't watched this in forever, but we, the other day, when everybody from Snake Farm was here, it randomly like started playing Cops, but it was kind of like best of like reels and shit like that. Yeah. So it was just strung together. And dude, like, yeah, there's this episode at like 9 PM in Nebraska. They respond to this guy's house and this girl's like, he's fucked up. I don't know what's going on. And like, and then they get there. It's like 9 PM. And she's like, well, I guess he just started a job at this tow truck place. And he asked me on a date and I went on the date and we got back here and he was just like, hey, you want to do a little meth? And she's like, yeah, I did a little and he did a little. And now he's like super fucked up. And he was just like fucking wrecked. Like, and these are just normal looking people. They're not like, they were just this woman was probably 40 years old and was just like, dude, I got a babysitter and I went on a date and then we did a little meth. Like, Jesus. What the fuck?
Dude, I was watching this like drug cartel series the other day and part of it, they were showing some clips, but the same thing, there was two kids, like infants in the back of the car. Both parents are dead on the side of the road on the steering wheel and passenger seat. Because what they'd done, they shot up with their kids in the fucking car, but it was laced with like a lethal dose of fentanyl. So they probably felt sick. But I'm like, what fucking parents are you? First of all, why are you shooting up? It was just like, what the fuck, dude? People are gnarly.
They were just going to pick up diapers. They're like, you know what? Let's do a little bit of meth.
Let's cook this spoon up real quick.
Let's fucking shoot.
Let's light one up real quick. Oh, they just buckled the babies in. They're heating that spoon.
We're just going to 7-Eleven for a quick corn dog and diapers. Let's just do some fucking heroin.
It's a good Tuesday, man.
I mean,
don't gotta worry about them babies no more. That's for sure.
I mean, I remember
some responsible parents.
I remember watching the Wild Wonderful Whites and like just them interviewing them in their house. And they just have like a mattress on the floor and like weird blankets, everything stained. And the girls explaining how like, oh, well, if I drive like two counties over, I could get $2 or $3 more a pill.
Yeah.
You're like, what?
Yeah, they got it down, dude. We were looking at, because of that, we were looking at goofy comments, some dude talking like crap. And we started like down a spiral of like people just being rude and like then just looking at their profiles. And it was like all people from back home or like somewhere in that like general area. And they were all druggies, dude. Like,
really? You want to know what pattern I've seen?
Mustard teeth, like all fucked up looking, the scabs all over them. Like,
The pattern I see with people that make fucked up comments is they have like 30 of the same profile picture
yeah.
where they used a border, like, you know, Facebook. Yeah. You're like, these people don't know how to fucking use Facebook.
They don't know how
to do anything. Like, yeah, they reloaded the same picture.
Yeah.
They reloaded the same profile picture 30 times.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it's like, cause I got into it with a bunch of people over on Ben Shapiro's page because he posted about Will Smith's son speaking at the psychedelic science conference in Denver.
Yeah.
It's talking about all the stuff they're doing with medical psychedelics and stuff like that. And Jaden says, oh, it was our mom that like actually introduced us to the fact that these things exist.
Yeah.
Well, all these people in the comments are like, how it go figure Will Smith's wife gave drugs to kids. I'm like, her kids are 30, 24, and 21. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? That's not what this like, nobody, you can't believe you give drugs to kids.
Little baby Jaden doing
it. And they crack open a fucking Coors Light and hand it to their 15-year-old son.
Yeah, like put a bottle, like a nipple on it.
I use your line all the time, Jared. It's when you say everyone is full of shit. And like I'm full of shit sometimes. It's true.
That's very true.
Yeah.
I mean,
everybody's a hypocrite. Everybody's full of shit and will defend. And then
I drank piss and ate a fucking pie tonight. I'm full of shit.
Yeah.
You're going to be building some good shit.
Oh, God. Yeah. Stop.
Oh, man. That poop's going to be gross.
Yeah.
No, I mean, a lot of people talk in absolutes all the time. And you're like, you don't know anything, there's no proof of that.
No.
Like, that's not real. You have no data to back that up.
Dude, so I just got back from LA, and the crazy thing is we're talking about drug addiction and all that. I guess what they've done, and it's like in Brentwood, I believe, but they, unless they can get housing, I think it's the upwards of 50,000 like individual units, and don't like take this as law. I'm rephrasing of what I heard from someone that knows about it. Like 50,000 units of like housing for homeless people before they'll kick them off the streets. So before they do that, like some of the most expensive real estate in the United States of America, in the world, nearly, there's just homeless people everywhere. And they're not just like, they're all completely addicted to drugs. I mean, they were like three zombies just sitting there and like tweaking. And I think about it, cause I'm like on alert a little bit around there. I'm like, what is it like to have like your kids walking around the street and shit with like fucking, there's like needles on the ground and like lighters and then like a fucking bivy sack. It was just, it's kind of crazy. Like what some cities are just allowing like this to progress. So gnarly. Anyways, there's no point to that story other than that's what I just saw in LA. And I was like, I'm glad I live in Texas.
Yeah, LA is disgusting.
Actually, no, Texas sucks. Don't move here in anybody.
Yeah, Texas is awful, actually. Texas is, we're all leaving.
There's bears here. They will jack you.
There's fucking anaconda bears. Yeah.
Anaconda rattlesnake bears.
Yeah.
They're fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
Me and Caleb almost get eaten every day.
Yeah, and jerked off.
Oh, man, it's those pads.
I'm raw, man.
The fucking, dude, bears will try and fucking jerk you off.
They will. They don't know how either.
No, it's horrible.
They don't know what the hell they're doing.
They just smack.
I do
really hard, and they don't realize how sharp their talons are.
I think it's the fear that makes me finish.
The weird part is, I'm a fear finisher.
Yeah. I like to be in fear.
How you scared me? I came again. You know, I got the scaredy cums.
I mean, I don't know who makes
Caleb want to go to the haunted house later. No, I don't want to.
I mean, I don't know who makes this shirt, but I've seen it a few times this week. It says, "Don't bully me, I'll come."
Yeah, dude. That's so good.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's really funny shirt. Yeah.
Because, you know, Jackie will bully the fuck out of you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jackie will fucking come on you.
Yeah, he will come on you.
He's fucking covered.
I don't know who Jackie is. Yeah.
That's who's on Caleb's shirt. That's Jackie.
Jackie's our mascot. Yeah. He's a bobcat.
He's missing one eye.
Yeah.
He's got a glass eye.
Yeah, it's a bobcat that kills donkeys only.
Dude, I went to buy a bobcat the other day. They're so expensive. They're like $85,000.
We're trying to kill a bobcat. You're trying to buy one.
No, not the actual animal, like a fucking skid steer.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
okay.
No, buy a bobcat.
Yeah, those are.
Yeah, the 91 and a half horsepower Kubotas are about $91,000.
Yeah, they're fucking expensive. Yeah, that's a weird fact.
What are you trying to do? You trying to carve you out a road over there?
Get some steers.
You could have called somebody that might want to split one, you know?
Yeah.
True. I didn't buy it.
Well, I'm just saying, there might be somebody you know that might want
to. I did look. This is such a
split a bobcat.
They're the fucking John Deere's. They have AC. They have the automatic detachment. So like you can pull up to the bucket, press one lever, pull off the bucket, and go right into a fucking shredder. I was cool. He's like, man, you want to drive this thing? I'm like, ah, I knew I shouldn't have gotten it. And I got it. I'm like, fuck, I need to buy this thing. I don't know why. I want to like just drive down the street in a skid steer, or like, I don't know, like put machine guns on it. There's skid so many options. Are fun. It's like, just,
we could build everything with a skid steer. You could
make your own killdozer, dude.
Dude. Yes. Yeah, I really, wasn't Brandon going to do that? I wish Brandon would have done that.
Yeah. We built a track in like 4 days.
Oh yeah.
Are you guys going to watch Brandon's fight?
I'm talking about going.
You should
now.
Go. Yeah, I wish I've.
I think I'm going to look at stuff tonight to go.
I have a high school reunion.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to troll the shit out of those
this Saturday. No, we all talk.
Wait, everybody. A high school reunion with this Saturday or this Saturday?
No. This Saturday is.
I didn't know if you were like playing with your band.
No.
This Saturday is playing this Saturday.
Yeah, this Saturday.
Where are you?
I probably will play a song. I gotta ask James.
Of course you will.
Yeah, James is. But I gotta ask James because he's the band, and I'm not trying to encroach on somebody else that has a show going. But I'll be like, hey, you care if I play one?
Mind if I take this?
Can I play one?
How many people go? So this is what, your 20 year?
Yeah.
How many people go to that?
I think there's about 70, 75.
Wow.
Yeah.
I missed my 10 year. I do want to go to my 20 year.
The 10 year was fun as fuck, dude.
Really?
We all stayed out until like 5 a.m. Like,
you were probably cool in high school. I was fucking, I was an emo skateboarding nerd.
I was an emo skateboarding nerd. Really? But I mean, everybody else in our high school was pretty cool. I mean, they didn't give a shit. They were all fucking rad. Like everybody was kind of, it was cool.
Yeah.
He's just fucking warming them up for this weekend, you know?
No, it's true. Yeah. Like, teen movies were always like super confusing.
Yeah.
Like living in California and like seeing Christmas and snow. Like, it's like, we don't get that.
Yeah. Right.
Like teen movies were like, there's fucking like division and cliques and like, for the most part, everyone's pretty cool with each other.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're still like perpetuating cliques that were 20 years ago, you need to figure out your fucking life.
But I mean, there were like the hot, cool, popular girls.
Yeah.
But they fucking talked to everybody.
Yeah.
Like they would hang out. Yeah. They would come over to my house because I knew how to fucking work Napster and make CDs.
That's fucking good. Yeah, I used to make CDs for girls all the time, man. Yeah.
Oh, will you make this for my boyfriend that's 3.5 years older than us?
Sure.
Yeah. God, yes. I'm just warming her up. I'll get her someday.
She'll get her.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I mean, yeah. Ours was pretty cool. Like our 10-year, we were only missing maybe a dozen people. Like, that's how many people went.
Oh, wow.
And then this one, yeah, it's going to be smaller, but it's also like the roster of people that are going. There's everybody I talk to constantly. So it's like, oh, this is going to be fun.
You still talk to everybody you went to high school with?
Yeah.
I think I talked to 2 people, maybe.
I mean, like, I've got the McGrew crew.
Why did I ask that?
The McGrew crew group text with my whole skate crew. Like, even like that thing doesn't stop going off. They don't shut up. Like, and you've got one of them's an O3 in the Navy as a pilot. The other one's a TACP. One's a chef in San Francisco. The other one is really high up in Apple. Like, we're all fucking all over the place. But that's like, yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah, but I think I only really talked to like a handful of people I went to school with still. I mean, like some of them are like my best friends that I like still talk to all the time. But yeah, like other than that, just maybe less than 10 for sure that I talk to at least once a month, something like that.
But you're just generally, were you a social guy? Because he's just generally a social guy. He loves it. Yeah. I've always like hidden from people.
I like to hang out a lot. And yeah, I did a lot of stuff in high school. I didn't do any sports or anything, but I was always hanging out. I was like the goofy guy. Yeah, but like it was the same in my high school. Like we had, like there was like the dudes who were jocks, and there was like the hot girl group. There was like the dudes who were ultra redneck, and then like the weirdo kids. But like they all like hung out. So yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah,
that would work.
Yeah.
Are you guys? So you're gonna eat this hamburger?
No, absolutely.
Yeah, when he turns 100, we need to get a timer.
I can touch it.
Oh, don't just touch the top. It's starting to smell.
No, touch the top. Touch the bread.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Is it starting to smell?
Did you get a whiff of it? You're close to it.
No, I'm not smelling it.
Oh.
Did you smell it?
No, I didn't smell
it. I took the dome off to like get the fog out.
Like airy.
It just smells like chicken nuggets almost.
Yeah, I don't smell it.
That makes sense.
It's not. It's starting to get a little potency in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. How long does this thing last?
Didn't they do that with the McDonald's hamburger? I remember like on the internet, it was like fucking 7 years or something before it decomposed.
Really bad. That's really bad that bread looks, there isn't a single fucking speck of mold on that bread.
I know, but the fact that that's what you eat all the time is hilarious.
Yes. I need to stop.
Yeah. I know.
I need to stop. I'm a bad boy.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna be filling up those freezers real soon. Anyway,
I was gonna extend that to you. Okay, go ahead. I want to hear.
Well, this. I mean, we've been planning a trip.
Yeah, yeah. We're gonna go get a bison and an elk, and
we were gonna get picked up in a limo too.
Yeah,
we're gonna go
to Ox Ranch.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I didn't realize that they.
I mean, this is a hasty plan, right?
Yeah.
Now.
I mean,
yeah.
I am. If I'm invited, I would join you.
Oh,
you know,
well, I mean, I think
offset some costs.
Yeah, I think there's a spare seat in the limo. Yeah,
there's probably some room in the limo.
There's a room in the limo.
I mean, we could probably shoot it from the limo.
A seat and a camera guy has a seat. So I think there's one more seat.
Yeah, there's plenty of room.
Well, I just shot a bison, but I would shoot another one because you can never have too much bison meat. But I think we need to make those fucking bison jackets.
That's literally what I talked about. I was like, man, I got to make a jacket. Like, because we want to mount the heads for sure, but I want to turn the rest of it into a jacket.
Well, that's what's happening in the living room. We're getting rid of the TV above the fireplace. Bison heads going there. Caleb's coat on the right. Yeah. My coat on the left of the fireplace. So they just hang. And then when guest comes over, we both walk over to the coats and we put them on and kind of assert our
dominance. Yeah.
It's, you know, the our elegance. Yeah, I don't want to say dominance because we're not trying to
like trying to be.
But we're trying to say, look at us. Like
we did.
Dude, we had a little murder marathon the other day.
I've been seeing. Yeah. All kinds of stuff.
We shot a bison, a water buffalo, a Nilgai, and an Axis. And then I went to go pick up the meat 4 days ago.
You had to get
shout out to Woodbury's Processor in Kerrville. They're awesome. But holy shit.
Yeah, what'd you have?
It was $6,000 to get my meat processed, and I wasn't expecting that. I went, what the fucking fuck? Like that. But yes, I have so much food right now if you guys need it. So I'm going to give it to my dad, my neighbor, and of course letting everybody eat. But
and then I'll go.
How much just go great for the fire pit? Fill up?
Fire pit.
Yeah, we're going to build a
barbecue area.
Like, yeah, it's a it'll just be like a nice circle, would you say? Like
it's going to be like a whole like park.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to we're doing a deal with RecTech and they're sending like all their new models.
Hell yeah.
And so we're going to like build this like nice place out for it with the
right
the,
here. The like right as you walk huge, down Caleb's steps.
Yeah.
Oh, that's that turning tree. Into a giant cook station. With multiple barbecues, and then we're gonna have a freezer and a fridge that's just for meats right there.
Yeah.
And then they're doing AstroTurf and pergolas with lighting with picnic tables. So like all the food now happens over here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so like, awesome.
So like when they redo the deck and stuff by the pool, there'll be no more outdoor kitchen and stuff there because when you eat, you come through the gate and you've got seating for like 30 and all this.
Oh, cool. Yeah. That's a good concept. I like that.
Yeah. But yeah, so we're gonna make that into a video of just, you know, cooking shit all the time with it. But then we'll just be fucking set for like a year.
Dude, that's
fucking me, dude.
Dude, I had 23 boxes. I don't know what the exact poundage came out to be, but Mason and I went to Home Depot. We had to buy three new freezers.
Yeah.
And then I got screamed at because we climbed the scaffolding and pulled them off the top. They're like, you can't be up there. I was like, shut up, Home Depot. Like, you look like a fucking emo twink.
Yeah,
like,
you're not going to get the fucking get freezer this thing? Up there. Like, you see how big I am? Oh, I haven't been drinking and no carbs. No fucking skin.
Tight like a tiger. I filled a whole fucking stand-up freezer. I think it was like 13 cubic, whatever, just with Hunter sticks. Those dried, I'm addicted to those things.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're good for you. There's probably a lot of fat in them, but they're fucking delicious.
It's probably fine. It's like
the natural. Chipotle raspberry, dude.
Oh, shit. Mm. That sounds awesome.
As soon as we're done with the barbecue thing, then that's when a bunch of our cooking stuff will come out because we're going to shoot the shit out of
that. Yeah, yeah. We'll be filming all kinds of
stuff. Trying to figure out, I guess we'll do it when I get back. But I really want to figure out what our, you know, the TFP vlog is going to be. Mm-hmm. Is it a new channel? Do we put it on mine? Just call it, you know, when I grow up.
Yeah.
Because we need to start shooting the things, the fucking wild shit.
I thought you said you start growing up. And I was like,
no, not growing up. Probably not. We just need to shoot what goes on. I mean, in the last fucking 2 weeks, what the fuck? Danny Warsnop's been here. Look, you know,
CJ. That's one thing we've been really bad about over the years is the amount of crazy, exciting shit that goes on. And then I just think it's normal. Like, well, everybody hangs out with rock stars and shoots machine guns and does this. And I forget that. That's
Oh, wait.
I just don't like fucking filming it because it's like, it's sometimes it's for you.
Live in the moment.
Yeah, it's for me.
me. I get that because I was talking about that recently too. I'm like, man, like I need to start doing these things and like being a part, like literally just the thing, going to see Brandon Spite. I was like, that sounds fun. It sounds like I'm going to be able to hang out with a lot of my friends, play. We'll probably do some fun content while we're there. But I'm like, but do I want to make content while I'm there? Because that's going to be fun time with friends. And I'm like, no, I need to do it because there's going to be, it's going to be cool stuff. I want to do something about it. Like I'm sure we'll come up, even if it's just like little skits, whatever. It'll be fun. But
if you go to Brandon's fight and you meet anybody that knows Sam Hyde,
exactly. Yeah,
just like tell them that's the one person I just want to meet.
Okay,
Sam Hyde.
Yeah,
no clue who that is.
He's a genius.
Cool.
He's a genius. Fish bucks. Okay. Yeah, fish bucks.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, you know I get that. Yeah, there's a lot of times I'm like, yeah, I need to go to this thing, but I like don't film shit, and then I'm like, man, I wish I filmed shit. Like,
yeah, because then people ask about it. I see it in the comments, like, hey, is there a video coming out about you and Caleb? You know, doing this. I'm like, no,
should have. Yeah,
I kind of tried that the vlog style for a little bit. Like, I really liked the demolition video we did, but then I didn't even post the minigun one because it's like it was fun, but then it's just like not my style.
And
I feel
I don't have to do it.
I can't get into it either. Like, I mean,
dude, music's my thing.
I have the know-how. Yeah. I have the equipment. I mean, I was looking at the Firebird yesterday, going, fuck, if I would have filmed us building this thing over the last year, that channel alone probably would have been huge. Like, but it's like, I didn't want to.
Yeah.
Well, it's even like Noelle bought her 67 Mustang and she's been like putting a little bit on stories about like redoing it, but that could have been a whole vlog and dudes would have been a
channel
fucking foaming at the mouth to watch it because she actually knows how to work in cars.
But
yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. I think everybody does that. They feel like, they're like, no, this is like a me fun time. Or me and my friend's special moment. Yeah. I don't need to be filming this. But then you're like, man, I wish I did.
I just want to piss more motherfucking people off. And I feel like I've been a little like neutral lately. So I think I'm going to come in hard this year.
Okay.
First one's Jody. That one's going to be a good
Jody's
one.
Great.
We redid Jolene by Dolly Parton.
Okay.
Legend as Jody, which is the guy that bangs your wife when you're overseas. That was a fun one.
Coming down the
pipe. Already shooting the music video for it. And then I'm doing another like rock song that's going to be very rowdy. Lots of boobies in there.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of a song about boobies. Okay. I just want to like, you know? I don't really feel like in this world, 2023, we appreciate tits like we used to.
Yeah.
We you know, need to bring now it back. It's like, oh, you're a misogynist. It's like, no, they're fucking awesome. We like tits.
And there's plenty of people like, man, the Twitter world, they're all about that. They still love tits on there. That's everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, look at like how prolific OnlyFans have been. People like tits. People like what's wrong with putting them in a music video?
I get it. Yeah.
Thank you. I have the Caleb stamp. It's like the organic stamp.
Well, we're shooting Party Professor music video August 4th and 5th.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mr. Tom Flynn has locked in to edit it.
Nice.
He's one of the best rock fucking video editors.
Who's filming it?
Owen.
Oh, cool. That's right.
Yeah. So.
Party.
Yeah.
Well, there we go.
What?
Said, well, there we go. We got music on the way.
Yeah. We got music on the way. We've got these shirts. Now.
Yeah, we got all kinds of
burn
new shirts.
All orphanages.
The Jackie.
Whoa.
Jackie.
Okay.
What? You don't like this design?
It's aggressive.
Yeah.
No, she's like crying in the top. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. That makes it better.
And she's got a teddy bear.
Yeah, she's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's probably going to heaven. And the Bobcat. Okay. Yeah, and Jackie the Bobcat.
Oh, and then look at Dave's. Punish me.
Dave's got the punish me.
Oh. I want that one, dude. Oh, man. Yeah. That one's solid. Because I want to do an event and then just wear that.
Someone's
like, so, brother. No. Oh, my God.
Hey, sorry. Hats off to Jack Mandeville on that one. He came up with that of, you know, he loves to make fun of people that wear Punisher skulls.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He's like, he had this sketch that had the Punisher skull with the fucking ball gag. And I was like, dude, we're going to run that.
It's money.
Yeah. So great work, Jack.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of fun shirts. When we got the Peacock Tuna one.
Peacock Tuna is out. Yeah.
I really want that one.
We'll have to explain that to Matt as soon as we're done. And the website, timeforpie.co. They are right there. And, you know, we had Jamie Lynn Rin model them today.
A bunch of them. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, you can go ahead.
You got the merch up.
Go ahead and check that out right
now. All right. Yeah. Timeforpie.co.
We know how to do it. We got a really hot girl to come in and wear their shirts.
Oh, yeah. You got like some tatted up babe on there. Good for you. She's riding, what is that called? Like a
three-wheeler.
Motorized tricycle.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really funny with her wiring the Punish Me shirt with the gag on there.
Yeah, yeah, Dave didn't think of it until after she left. He's like, oh, we have the stockades back here.
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah.
It's good.
All right.
Well, hell,
see you next time.
Yeah, thanks for coming. You did it.